morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Just a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Let's start the show for this Tuesday. Hope y'all are having a great one out there. Welcome to the morning show. Have your host, James, joined by our head of production, Laura.
Hi.
We hope you're having a great one out there. We got the best listeners and radio to join us.
That's you.
I'm a little off. I was really excited to talk to Brittany this morning. I wanted to talk the fall color report. It's that time of year where I try to hold off.
Shout out Brittany Merlot, regardless. Now let's talk about those leaves.
I heard something last night listening to the weather that I thought was pretty cool, and I just don't know if this is how it always works, or okay. I'm admitting that I, you know, a city boy, and I don't always know these things.
Sure.
But the way they were describing it, the color foliage right now is happening like from the top of the state on down. It's slowly going.
Right.
So the different stages and everything. And right. I just thought it would...
Because that's the same way the zones go.
Yeah. And I get that part. But the way it's laying out so far this year is it's like a slow rollout.
Well, yeah, it's been warm. Thing. So yeah.
I didn't expect that. I thought that was interesting. I thought that was kind of cool. It encourage you to go to travelwisconsin.com to find out that whole full color report. Support our good friends over at Travel Wisconsin, and certainly be listening in the mornings here when Brittany joins us and I can throw curveballs at her.
And also go outside and look at some trees.
I mean, just do that.
Just go check them out.
Do all of that.
Trees
all
are cool. It. Plants rock.
My favorite thing in multiple choice, D, all of the above.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do that. I cannot tell you how many times I click D. Not always the right call.
It's when I'm not sure, D.
We got the El Cafe Birthday Anniversary Club on the way for you, everybody. We'll be getting into that. Also, Colonel Sanders' great-great nephew. We're going to talk about him and his him versus KFC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
he sounds like someone I would like to have coffee with.
That's coming up. What's actually healthy despite most people thinking it's not? We will dive into that.
So many things.
It's a loaded one.
So many things.
We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour with a new Marshfield Chamber of Commerce member joining us.
This is great.
We have Autumn Ricky joining us from Pinnacle Marketing Group. We're going to get to know Autumn and Pinnacle a little bit.
Awesome.
After that, we'll get into some entertainment news. All that's coming up for you. Looking forward to some of that. Just dive into a little bit of it. And what's something normal that's oddly creepy?
Something normal, but it's oddly creepy.
I think of a lot of stuffed animals. I think of that a lot.
Right. Or the skinned Furby in my kid's closet.
Right.
Listen,
yeah,
guys.
That's got to be top three, top five. That's something. That's something right there. All that said, of course, the big story right now is to go for the green or gold text to win multi-state contest. Big shout out to our local sponsors, Rapids Transmission. We appreciate them. They've been giving us an opportunity daily on the top of the 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours to give you a keyword to text to us. You do that, and Laura, they get a chance at winning some nice gold jewelry.
They do.
Or $200 cash.
That's true.
And if you win one of those, you get in the running for the Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets.
That too.
Pretty cool, pretty sweet, and all you got to do...
Indoor tickets, aren't they? Or am I thinking of... Yeah. So.
Really nice seats. That's what's telling me a little bit about it, because I don't know anything about that.
That's what you want, man.
And with this contest, we're not asking them to scan a barcode or you know, become a big time, you know, member for $9.99 a month.
No,
just the Civic Media app.
Download the Civic Media app today. It is free and available on all of your app purchasing places you already frequent.
And with that app, text us the keyword warm.
WARM.
Text that to us, everybody. Get in on the winning. Get in on it.
Good luck. We want Rapids winners.
Yes,
come on, man.
Yes.
You know what? We'll take Wausau in a pinch.
Absolutely. Anybody around the area, we want you to win in our
Nacusa
Central Wisconsin
too.
Area. Shout out to the Port Edwards and Plover and Big Flats.
All of you.
We want
a WFHR winner. Come on.
Come on, Rapids. Come on. Warm. Text that to us right now. WARM. Text that to us. Good luck, everybody. We'll get that word out there a couple of times before the the hour is up. Wanted to touch on a couple of things in our opening monologue here that I wanted to get to. And today, looking at our National Day of Calendar, today is the National Chewing Gum Day.
Oh.
I always think this is an interesting stat. I know our phones are going crazy with this. Keep on texting
you
us,
keep
everybody.
Texting us. It's you guys.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
Warm. Humans have used chewing gum for over 5,000 years, and it's the same piece. No. They may have chewed it for enjoyment, to starve off hunger, or to freshen their breath. But either way, they've been doing this for a long time. In fact, it wasn't that long ago that back in 2007, a British archaeologist student discovered a 5,000-year-old piece of chewing gum made from bark tar and tooth imprints on it.
Fun.
It was in Finland that this was discovered.
That is so cool.
So we, you know, scientists believe that we've been using chewing gum at the very least, for 5,000 years we've been doing this.
Fantastic.
Now, two quick things.
So cool.
That Finnish student that found that gum, did they immediately have the feeling to put it in their mouth? I don't care how old you are. You're going to, I'm not saying you do it, but the thought crosses your mind at least.
Briefly.
It's got to, right?
Well,
it's
what human crossed instinct. My mind immediately was, that sounds like it would taste disgusting.
Oh, God.
It tasted, is it pine? Is that what they were
bark
saying?
Bark tar. Yeah.
I don't know. I not know.
But I thought that was
ancient
interesting.
Ancient Finnish pine tar.
If you're a gum fan like me out there, we've brought this one up. I believe this was one of the early topics that we went on back in the day and stuff, but your favorite type of gum. You know, what is your favorite type of gum? Is it bubble gum? Hubba Bubba? Remember Hubba Bubba?
I'm a juicy fruit person.
It's a good one. It's my dad's favorite. He loves that one.
Yep. I also really like Big Red. Do they still make Big Red?
Oh, I don't know.
That's the other one I really like.
Double Bubble.
Sure.
Like double bubble.
You like the really hard, weird bubble gums.
I do. I love the hard.
It's weird.
And it's not my fault. It brings me. It is. It totally is. But it brings me to my favorite unsung gum, and that is the Topps chewing gum that was in there in baseball packs.
That's exactly what it stems from.
When you got that gum, it was such a, I got, not only did I get 10 new baseball cards.
I think you trauma bonded with the baseball card gum.
But I got gum, and it didn't matter how bad that gum was. And I genuinely think that it was basically plastic that they dyed pink.
Yes.
I don't know that it was actually gum.
Yep.
But
and
God,
that's
I
the
loved
texture
it.
You're looking for in bubblegum.
Bazooka Joe, too. Bazooka Joe. Yep. That was a good one. That
hurts
really got
just
me.
Thinking about it. I don't like that gum.
I was a big one on that. And the another one, the, what was it? Big League Chew.
Yep.
Big
I knew you were going to say Big League Chew. I could feel it in my bones.
You could not be an American male teenager and not love Big League Chew. I defy anybody who grew up in this country who is a man. I'm only saying men because I can speak for men. I don't know if women got into it or not.
I don't know very many girls when I was a kid that were eating Big League Chew. I'm going to be real.
Please, if you grew up in this country at the time of Big League Chew and you did not eat Big League Chew, please let me know. Because I don't believe...
I tasted it, but I never bought it. I didn't like it.
But guys, there was something about...
Right, I know, I get it.
We grew up with watching ball players chewing and all that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being young, you get the
you
pack.
You want to be just
with
like
the
baseball
gum.
Player.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, but bubblegum flavored.
715-424-2600. Call up or text us your favorite type of gum, your favorite memories of gum, and how many times did your little sister get it stuck in her hair?
And also make sure to text us on the Civic Media app the word warm for your chance to win Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest.
McDonald's just announced that they're bringing back their Monopoly game next week for the first time in 10 years.
Okay.
I didn't realize that it had been gone, to be honest with
you. You know, now that you mention it, it has been gone.
I didn't even think about it. I just figured it was still being going on. Where you peel off the stickers and you try to collect groups of Monopoly properties. Now they're looking at this and trying to, so part of the reason they haven't done this is because they've been worried about scammers and people scamming the thing, and they've had some issues with that before. So they've been working on a way to do this to avoid that, to kind of counter any of that. That's interesting. A lot of people spent a chunk of the COVID quarantine watching the HBO doc series McMillions, which was about how the McDonald's Monopoly game was rigged between 1995 and 2001.
Right.
Not by McDonald's, but by someone working for the company that made the game pieces. It's an interesting watch. I encourage people to check it out. If you like documentaries and everything. I've never seen the whole thing. I just seen bits of it because it was nominated for an award. And I
honestly can't even remember if I've seen it. I see so many documentaries. It's on my list. It's the only thing I watch
anymore. I'll be honest. I'm not going to say I saw the whole thing. It's on my list, but I do want to watch it. The game returned multiple times in the early 2000s up through 2015 when it was an illicit scam, but a more legitimate one. McDonald's has the appropriate odds of winning various prizes during its official rules, and they're pretty hilarious. Here are a few of them.
Sure.
So a free small fry, 1 in 25. The Cleveland Guardians have a better odds of winning the World Series right now than you do
have of winning a small fry.
It should be noted that your chances of winning any menu items are better, roughly 1 in 5. So if you go a few times during the game, you'll probably earn a free food item, a soft drink, a vanilla cone, or coffee.
Okay.
The individual menu items, including the sandwiches and the McNuggets, have odds between 1 in 25 and 1 in 98. The longest odds are actually for 2 chocolate chip cookies or a mini McFlurry.
Okay, a mini McFlurry. Come on, McDonald's. You can afford better than that.
That's the thing. Like, if this is a mom and pop shop, I'm like, hey, it's just cool they're doing
That's
it. That's awesome.
Yeah, give me that sample size ice cream that I won.
You're Mickey D's. You could afford a large. Like, just go all in.
Right.
Like, I hate the small. Like,
a little customer appreciation, dudes.
Yeah. If you're going to do it, just go all in.
Yeah.
You can also win my McDonald's rewards points. You have 1 in 133 odds of doing that. You have that or scoring 1,500 points, which is worth about $2.50. And this is where things get absurd.
It's not absurd yet?
Right, yeah.
Because I'm already feeling grumpy about this.
1 in 59 million have a chance at winning an Audio-Technica turntable bundle worth
$500.
One in 153 million have a chance at winning the 77-inch Samsung. 1 in 2.6 billion people have a chance at a $10,000 Lowe's shopping spree. That would be interesting. Would be an interesting gift.
They're going to give away 2 of those, maybe?
Yeah. 1 in 3 billion, a VIP trip for 4 to the Kennedy Space Center. 1 in 4 billion, a trip for 4 to Universal Orlando. 1 in 6 billion will win a 2026 Winnebago.
So that's where they spent the money, the onesie twosies.
Mm. Mm. 1 in 11 billion, a Polaris vehicle. 1 in 13 billion will win 1 million American Airlines miles. 1 in 13 billion will win a 2026 Jeep Grand Cherokee, and 1 in 60 billion will win a vacation for 4 to a destination like Paris, London, Tokyo, or so and so.
The last 4 you mentioned, nobody's winning those.
Nope.
Nobody's winning those.
No. There are also dozens of long shot instant prizes available in the app.
Oh, those weren't those? Okay.
Right. Now, those only range from a $20 gift card on Uber Eats or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
good luck playing Monopoly, everyone.
Yeah, you know, I will say I enjoy the board game Monopoly. I enjoy playing it and everything. So
the light violence.
Admittedly, got a little nice. They don't tell you about that in the instructions.
No, it's not in the instructions, but it's present.
They don't tell you to have have a tarp. Have a tarp. You don't want to get that on the carpet. They kind of like ruin it a little bit for me on this. Like they ruin the game of Monopoly a little bit for me on this.
Mm-hmm.
They say that there are tens of thousands of the cheaper gift cards available and cheaper prizes available. Again, we just gave you the odds coming from McDonald's. These are not.
Yeah.
These are the actual odds given by McDonald's, which take with a grain of salt, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot of salt. No, it's McDonald's. They just cake the salt on stuff. The McDonald's
That's
Monopoly
part of the
game.
Appeal.
Launches next Monday and runs 4 weeks. If you play, good luck, everybody. Mm-hmm. And if you are playing, let us know how it goes. I'm gonna keep an eye on the story.
If you win in this area, you let us know, my man.
Yeah, love to hear about that. And of course, we're rooting for you to win on the Civic Media Go for the Grain of Gold Text to Win multi-state contest.
Yeah.
None of this crazy, I gotta match Park Place with Boardwalk, or I gotta get all the railroads or anything like that. You just gotta go ahead and text us a keyword. And that keyword for this hour is warm. Text that to us, everybody. Good luck to each and every one of you out there. Stick around. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Yes. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe today. They're open for the week, everybody.
They are.
Get on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR and WIRI. We appreciate our friends at El Cafe.
We do.
They got some awesome specials going on over there, too. Ooh. Just released those a little while ago. Be sure to head on over to their Facebook page to check out and see more about their pork tenderloin tip burrito.
Ooh.
Oh, pumpkin spice pancakes.
Ooh.
I got to try that. I've never had that. I got to try that.
Plus, you can go have some pie.
I got to go.
They have so many pies.
You got this, right? You're good.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. You just reach over. Just reach over and push the button.
So oh, I don't get to sit in your chair?
No. Pumpkins. I don't know why you couldn't sit in the chair. I think you would sit in this chair all the time, actually.
I do. Yeah, it's true.
The pumpkin spice pancakes or the chili cheese hot dog or the chicken cordon bleu. Any of those are all available for you. Check it out. Buy local, support local, support our great friends at El Cafe. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody.
Yeah, you should call us up at 715-424-2600. Or if you'd rather talk to Pam, you can call her at 424-1300 and get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
You can always email us info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages. However you got to do it, Morse code, smoke signals, just get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Oh, no, our Morse code thing's busted. Don't do that.
I'm going to talk to Chuck about that.
The people who repair them aren't around anymore.
No, it's like trying to try. My dad this weekend, Jimmy, I got this VCR. And I just like, Dad, stop right there.
Stop where
like,
you're at, man.
We don't have that kind of money.
Just get you one from the thrift store.
Throw in your Googler sometime what it costs to fix a VCR nowadays. Like, there's maybe 3% of the population that can afford that. We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. And Laura, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Boom, boom, boom. And first up, we wish a very happy birthday to Jenny Stowell.
Happy birthday, Jenny.
Enjoy the day, Jenny. Hope it's a great one for you. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifiers celebrating their 25th anniversary, their silver anniversary.
Cool.
Scott and Laura Huber.
Happy anniversary, Scott and Laura.
Now, that name might sound familiar to a lot of our audience, not just because I've said it a couple of times this morning, co-hosting with a Laura.
But not this Laura, different Laura. Yeah. Laura Huber.
She was just in last night.
She was with UW Extension.
She's our 4-H program educator around here, frequent guest, and longtime collaborator. Laura has worked with our station and our listeners for a very long time.
Yeah, and to be fair, we do get one another's emails on occasion, so it's not that weird.
I believe it. Scott, Laura, wishing you a fantastic 25th. You're a qualifier.
Congratulations.
Bragged all your friends, family, strangers, animals. Go ahead and let everybody know that you're a qualifier.
Trees.
Yes, in the trees. Right, Laura. I don't include the trees.
You need to check out the leaves. Go tell the trees.
Go bark at the trees.
Let it sit. No, let it sit.
I wasn't thinking.
Celebrity birthdays.
T-Pain is 41 today, the founding father of Auto-Tune.
I love T-Pain. I don't care.
You know, one thing that I never minded him, and I thought he was kind of funny in interviews and a lot of those things, but hearing him in recent, like, I don't know if it was during the pandemic or right after, he started doing some singing.
He was on The Masked Singer.
He's good. He doesn't need the auto-tune.
He was using auto-tune as a fun tool. He was making art with it.
That's interesting.
And to be fair, listening to it with that in mind, the song sounds great. The auto-tune was a cool move.
Kieran Culkin is 43.
Oh, I love him too.
Macaulay's younger brother. He is Roman Roy on Succession. Played Rye on Fargo.
He did.
He's been in a couple of things. I think Macaulay Culkin is an interesting story and a very good actor. Yeah. Kieran is by far and away, I feel like, better of an actor. Mm-hmm. And in part, I say that because I've seen him more. I haven't seen everything Macaulay's done, although I've seen the majority of it.
Yeah.
But Kieran Culkin got the chance. His first big role, Igby Is Down. And it's a fun little indie movie, 90s indie movie, that I loved. I watched all the time and stuff. And he steals the show. He's working with these gigantic big name actors like Jeff Goldblum and people like that. Mm-hmm. And he's just out acting them. Yeah. He
tends to steal the show. He did it in Scott Pilgrim too. He had like a small role as Scott's roommate. Oh,
if he gets a chance in a role, he tends to kind of just be able to bring something mm-hmm. to it that not many actors can. He's just got a natural like gut instinct for this. He really does. He's good. At 43, I cannot wait to see what else he does because I think
he can't stand the fact that he's 43 and he looks like he's 20.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah, that's not fair. That ain't right.
All right.
Jenna Elfman is 54.
Okay.
Dharma from Dharma and Greg.
Mm-hmm.
She was good on Dharma and Greg. I liked her on Dharma and Greg. Not seen much of her since then, though.
Nope.
Tony Hale is 55.
Oh, cool.
Gary on Veep, but mm-hmm. many of us love and remember him as Buster on Arrested Development.
Oh, Buster.
Great actor. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won an award during the run of Veep, and she went up there, and Tony Hale played her assistant on the show Veep.
Sure.
And she goes up there, and Tony Hale was the one presenting it, or he wasn't up there. He goes up there with her mm-hmm. and basically played the role.
In character.
Yeah, in character. It was fantastic. It's one of the greatest acceptance speeches ever. Trey Anastasio is 61, lead singer and songwriter of Phish.
Oh, cool.
Let's see here. Oh, Eddie Montgomery is 62, a surviving member of Montgomery Gentry. Played a little of them today.
Okay.
Eric Stoltz is 64.
Ooh.
Rocky in Mask. Mm-hmm. He is also, he was in Battlestar Galactica a little bit. He was he's been in a bunch of different things, really, over the years. Pulp Fiction, he had a pretty mm-hmm. famous role in. Unfortunately, one of the most famous things about Eric Stoltz is the role that he didn't keep in Back to the Future, where he famously had the role for a week, and they just kind of dropped him and brought in Michael J. Fox.
Well, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, no offense to Eric Stoltz. Happy birthday, dude.
Yeah, good actor. Very good actor.
Yeah, for sure.
Has had a really good career
the late 80s, early 90s, and it was Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. Marty Stewart is 67, country singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. A lot of great hits over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Fran Drescher is 68.
Oh, I love her.
Fran, the nanny. Had a couple of shows here and there and everything, but
her activism.
That's the thing. What she has done off the stage mm-hmm. is really probably the most noteworthy thing about Fran Drescher's career. A lot of great activism, but in particular, being the head of the Screen Actors Guild. Yep. And the work that, like, in her time as president of the Screen Actors Guild, there have been two major contracts that have gone down. And both of them, for maybe the first time in entertainment history, have actually favored the artists.
Yeah.
And she's an integral part of that.
Yep, she's a big part of that.
Great love laugh, her. Good actress, funny, all that. Very funny in interviews, but
great
it's really
human, strong woman.
The work she's done
wonderful
because
leader.
She got right away, and she gets this, I think, because she knowing a bit about her, but also not pretending to know her biography or anything. Sure. But I'm guessing, you know, knowing what it's like to work for your career to get to mm-hmm. a certain point. A lot of what she did in these talks mm-hmm. was fight for actors like me, fighting for actors that are still trying to get a break, still trying to get out there, and making it for there's more opportunities, and that's such an exclusive club, which is better for everybody out there.
It's true.
If you like entertainment, you want to watch something, you want it to be real, right? You want it to feel realistic. Well, you mm-hmm. want more actors and opportunities for that, for those actors.
Yeah. We want more actors, not fewer big name actors. Like, that's not ideal.
Yeah. Mary McCoo is 82.
Okay.
A lovely lady from the Fifth Dimension. Okay. Up, up, and away. Let the sunshine in. Mm-hmm. All that. Johnny Mathis is 90. 1950s legend. Okay. Chances are, Without Us, that duet with Denise Williams, I believe.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. Mm-hmm. A lot of hits for Johnny Mathis over the years. And some incredible hair. Incredible, incredible hair.
Yeah.
Great hair. Let's see here. That is it for our birthdays and anniversaries. Okay. I didn't see the end of the list there. Sorry. Well, yeah, Johnny Mathis, 90 years old for Johnny.
You know, we ended on a good note.
Yeah, yeah. We wish everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary. Nicely done. I caught that.
Come
nicely
on,
done.
It was a music
That was
joke.
Great. Well, we got two good puns into this one. Yeah, that was great. I should have given you the winning bell, but I don't have my sound effects.
Oh, that's right.
We wish everybody a happy birthday or anniversary out there. I can't think of a better way to celebrate than with our friends over at El Cafe. Get mm-hmm. there today. Treat yourself. Head on over to 221. Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish him a great day from all of us. Laura and I will be back after our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break here on The Morning Show. Just wanted to play the Ramones. Dang it.
Yeah, that hurts my feelings every time.
I forget it starts that
the
way.
Bell.
Oh, welcome back to the show, everybody. I promise I won't play that bumper again. Welcome back.
Start it during the weather and then turn it on after.
Yes, yes. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Serious comedy to start your day here on the show as we dive into this one. And I don't know. This comes from the Daily Dot. And if you want to go ahead and look into the complete story, go right ahead. But this one, we might be able to give you enough right here.
Okay.
A man claiming to be Colonel Sanders' great-great-great-nephew says KFC blocked him for complaining about them kind of turning Colonel Sanders into a heartthrob.
Okay.
Didn't like how they kind of handsomed him up
they
and all this.
Like that everything they made his grandpa sexy.
So he leaked their secret chicken recipe.
Oh, that's hilarious.
The guy has the TikTok handle Real Colonel Sanders, and his whole feed is about him being distantly related to Colonel Sanders and wanting to protect his family's legacy.
Oh, sure.
He's been at this for four years, but he's been increasing viral recently. He's going viral more recently.
Sure.
He's upset because he believes the brand has spent the past decade sexualizing Colonel Sanders in its marketing campaigns. And KFC is really sick of dealing with this. So they just upright blocked him.
Honestly, that's real.
Let's just pause for a second
KFC's
here.
Blocking.
Has any human being in human history, including Mrs. Sanders, ever thought that as Colonel Sanders? Because up until this moment of my life, that has never, ever been a thought in my mind.
No one's thinking of him like that. Like, even when they made the commercials with the sexy Sanders, like, remember, like, the extra crispy one? And it was, what was the name of the actor? Like, the one with the really good tan?
Oh, Richard Hamilton. Yeah.
Like, even then, I was like, yeah, but you're still Colonel Sanders.
So this guy responded.
Man.
So he gets blocked on social media. So this guy responded by leaking the secret chicken recipe with the 11 herbs and spices.
It includes list 11 herbs and spices.
Right. It includes measurements, and he says it's based on both publicity available info and the stuff that, quote, hasn't been released that's been passed down through the family.
Sure.
According to him, the 11 spices in KFC chicken are sage, garlic powder, cardamom. I always mispronounce
cardamom.
That. Cardamom. Cayenne, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg,
coriander.
Coriander, thank you. Ginger, white pepper, black pepper. And that's it.
Okay.
Maybe this guy is legit and is just clinging to this bit of fame. Or it's possible this is an elaborate joke or publicity stunt either by this random enterprising dude or maybe even KFC brand itself. Although why they would block him, that doesn't really add up to that. Mm-hmm. That's usually a bridge too far for these companies when they do these dummy things or dumbest accounts. So we don't know any of that part. What we do know, though, is that this is a funny story, right?
Yep.
Like, this
is just
funny. Normally, I would think that if, like, Coca-Cola for many years has, Dr. Pepper, a lot of these companies, they value that recipe. They value that one particular way they make their stuff.
Yeah.
In this day and age where everybody, it's not just that we're all walking around with supercomputers.
No.
Right now, if you want to, I want to play Mad Scientist or I want to be a scientist, you can get a kit.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things. So if you want to get a little bit of Dr. Pepper and dissect it and try to figure out the ingredients or whatever, you can do that now.
It's true. Well, and there's even been, like, there's shows and, like, YouTube channels dedicated to figuring out the recipes for very popular restaurant menu items. And, of course, KFC has been covered on, like, all of those. So, this he could even just have based it off of all of those recipes. Like, come on, man.
I feel like this is, it's not the same thing, but it's in the umbrella of, I can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich exactly the way my mother does, and it will taste nothing like it.
Sure. Yeah. No.
You can make KFC at home, but I really highly doubt it is going to taste anything like the actual KFC. Mm-hmm. It might taste a little like it.
Sure.
But these recipes and stuff, for me, it's more of, don't you just, Can't you just have a little mystery in life? Like, I love looking up the answers of things. I am an information fan. I love learning, and I don't care what the subject is. So if I have a question and I want to know who won the World Series in 1987, I love being able to look it up. Mm-hmm. But there is a part of me also, though, that misses where me and my friends would sit around for 3 hours debating about who won the World Series in 87. I think every once in a while you got to pick and choose. Like, I want to know. I want to know what this great war that they're talking about that I never heard of that happened in the 1600s. I want to learn about that. Mm-hmm. And then there's some stuff like, you know what, the KFC recipe, kind of cool that we don't know even in 2025.
I don't need to know. It's okay. Yeah. Make your own chicken recipe, dude.
Am I alone in this? I feel like that's kind of a fun part of life. Right. Some of this mystery, some of this stuff. I don't know if it's just me, but I don't know.
But there are also people out there who know what they like and they want exactly that. And if what they like is KFC, they want that recipe so they can have that.
The other part, too, is as expensive as it's getting to go out to eat, right? Or even fast food or anything like that.
To be able to dupe it at home.
And I wonder if these companies, there wouldn't be a marketing idea there of, hey, KFC, make it at home kind of thing. And you're selling the recipe.
Can you imagine sold like pre-mixed breading? And all you had to do was add like the water or the milk or whatever.
Feels like there's a marketing idea there. Feels like there's an opportunity.
You're welcome,
there.
Yeah, KFC. Right? Yeah. Also, hey, Popeyes, I'd rather buy yours.
I've always wanted to try Popeyes.
Oh,
I've never had Popeyes. I've died to try.
I miss them anytime I leave the northern part of the country.
So we got Laura's. What is yours out there? What is your go-to chicken place, everybody? We want to hear.
Sure,
from
yeah.
There's Popeyes.
But we're talking chains. Let's not go crazy because there's a million thousand
restaurants. A lot out there, but I don't know. That's now that we're talking about it. Now all of a sudden, I haven't wanted chicken in a long time. Now I do. I kind of want chicken now.
Yeah.
I love coming up across these stories, especially this time of year. There are certain things that just scream autumn, scream fall to me.
Sure.
And these always do. Whenever we go to an orchard, and we're going to Virginia, a Virginia orchard officially captured the Guinness World Record title for the heaviest peach by growing a fruit that weighed in at 1.83 pounds.
That is a very big peach.
The Childs Peach
Orchard.
Nearly 2 pounds? Yeah. In Crozert said peach pickers harvested this massive fruit earlier in September and suspected it could beat the world record, which stood at 1.8 pounds. So this one just a little bit over.
Permission to name this episode James and the Giant Peach.
Permission granted.
Yeah.
My sister loves that book. The peach, a variety known as PF27A, was submitted to Guinness World Records, which has now confirmed that it is the world's heaviest peach.
That is huge, though. That is like a really big peach.
I'll show you a picture of it right now. Here, let me.
Is it in someone's hand? I want to see it dwarfing someone's hand.
It's
just there next to some more peaches.
Yeah,
that is big.
You always got to get through the news part of the broadcast too, and stuff like that.
I just want to see the peach.
I want to know with you in the size in the hand. That's what.
Oh
I'm
my gosh,
for.
That's like it's literally three times the size of a regular peach.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, and it sounds like somebody
just... And it's like twice the size of an apple. Like, it's huge. It's half the size of that pumpkin. Did you see that pumpkin next to it?
Oh, I didn't see that one, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of the time, people are trying to do this. This one, it sounds like...
Like, it just happened.
Somebody just came
across
it.
They've got a good, healthy tree, and they got a big peach out of it.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
For that to happen. Now, we've been talking for years now about trying to break a Guinness record. And
right.
All I've thought about is making the world's biggest pizza and things like that.
Well, naturally.
I wonder if this might not be a route to go on. You know, we talk to some of our growers around here and stuff, and maybe we try to do that. You know, the world's biggest pumpkin.
That's right. Let's attach ourselves to a local orchard that's doing a great job and take their win.
Yes. Yes. It's an add-on.
We're promoting them.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the first hour of the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says it's cool.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thank you so much for joining us over here. Laura and James, out with you.
Yeah, hi.
Wanted to dive into this one and wanted some time with it because this is an interesting one. And I feel like, you know, you as in particular, Laura, with a better palate than I have, are a much better person to kind of give feedback on this one. I'm not going to throw things out there. So it seems like we're constantly hearing about things that are supposed to be healthy, but then it turns out maybe not so much.
Right.
Margarine, diet sodas, you know, vitamin water, all these kind of things over the years. So here's a plot twist. Someone asked the internet, what's actually healthy despite most people thinking it's not?
And there are a lot of things.
People came up with some fun answers, although most of them aren't totally healthy, but some are healthier than you might expect.
Exactly.
Now, these also...
That's, I think, the thing right there, is that it's not that they're health foods, it's that they're healthier than they've been sold as for a while.
And while there are a lot of foods in here, there are also things that are just random, like daydreaming.
Okay.
It could be a fun form of focusing and meditation, but you wouldn't think of daydreaming as being a positive thing.
No, yeah.
Too much, now keeping also in mind, too much of any of these things is a bad thing.
Of course,
you can't just sit around daydreaming all day.
Right.
But you can, you know, get a little of that in there. That's not so bad. Taking breaks when you feel unproductive.
Okay, so it's not just food. These are just things that are better for you than we thought. Okay. Yeah,
there are foods coming up, but not just foods.
Okay.
It isn't lazy. It can be a reset as far as taking breaks. Frozen vegetables. Quote, a lot of veggies are frozen within hours of being picked, which locks in their nutrients.
Yep.
I don't think I would have ever thought of it, although I would assume that they are, but I hadn't thought about that part of it.
And the process, there's a lot of I guess, ideologies within nutrition that talk about, you know, cooking an item deteriorates some of its nutritional value, and the science doesn't really support that. It's just kind of a thing that people say now. And sure, there might be some nutritional loss, but not enough to change your diet about it.
Here are the big ones. We got like three big ones back to back to back here. A big one that we heard a lot growing up, MSG.
It's true. It's just extra tasty salt, guys.
It's just salt.
It's basically just extra tasty salt.
The quote here from these doctors and everything, it's just basically salt, a natural flavor with enhancer.
Umami
enhancer.
Yeah, it's an umami salt. It's salt that appeals to two different flavor buds on your tongue. That's
all the uproar of MSG, you know, that, yeah.
It's, yeah. And there are people who will say that they'll get headaches from it. And, you know, people who are like gluten intolerant or have sensitivities to wheat, they would have a reaction to MSG. But if you're not one of those people, it's just salt to you.
Got to certainly keep in mind everything's a case by case.
Yeah.
Salt and fat and sugar.
It's true.
Especially when you're cooking at home where you can control it and you know you aren't being slammed with hidden amounts.
Nope. And fat is flavor. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. There's a reason why bread with butter on it tastes better than bread with just salt on it, guys.
I think of all the things that I think of that have gone back and forth in this stuff, fat is probably the one that I've had that took me the longest to get around, and especially with steak and realizing that
there's a lot of fat in there, and that it's a good thing.
It's
the treat. It's what makes steak so tasty.
In our lifetimes, I believe that the one that has been the most back and forth is eggs.
Eggs it's a punchline. It's such a thing. Yeah.
Quote, some people still act like eating eggs is just a daily cholesterol bomb, but they're super nutrient dense.
Yeah, they are. They're very nutrient dense, and they're high in protein, and they're low in bad fats, and they're a very good fuel for a human body. That's just what they are.
And they're so versatile.
They really are. You can do so many things with an egg.
They're such a good thing to throw and add in, you know, of something.
Yep.
I would eat a bacon or a sausage link, you know, sandwich or whatever, but you throw the eggs in there and it's a little bit better.
Right. Well, and you know, you make soup, and if you throw a poached egg in everyone's bowl, that's a lot more nutrient dense meal without adding a whole lot.
Eggs, not so bad.
Not so bad.
Carbs. Quote, yeah. People demonize them, but whole grains and fruits are literally fuel for the brain.
The thing about carbs is that you can't get fiber without them. Yeah. And so if you're cutting out carbs, then you're also not getting fiber, and your body needs fiber.
When it comes to this one, this is the one that I think that I had the toughest time learning. I didn't understand carbs for a very long time.
Sure.
With an incredibly high metabolism, it was one of those things that I just did not, I didn't have to worry that much about. And as I got older, and all I ever heard growing up was that carbs are bad, carbs are bad. Mm-hmm. And then realized, boy, of all the people in the world that need carbs, I really need them. I just saying the word carbs, I just burn through a bunch of them that I need. Mm-hmm. I stand up and it's gone. And I know that for a lot of people out there I empathize with, I understand that that is what you would want.
Right.
When you have it and you weigh 10 pounds,
sure,
it's not fun. Like, mm-hmm, it's not... I walk around with rocks in my shoes just so the wind doesn't take me away. Like, it's not fun
doing
that. It's not, it's
I've had to catch them by the heel many times.
Adidas don't make a shoe like that. Like,
no.
They don't make a heavy shoe. Like, they don't.
He's just so broad. It's like a kite.
The wind just, I get a good wind under my arms and I'm gone. Like, so many times we've had production to do around here or meetings. And where's James? He's stuck on the roof again.
Somebody get
the rake.
He got stuck in a tree.
Somebody get the rake.
Oh.
We don't want to bother the fire department. We'll just do it ourselves. Potatoes show up on the list.
Listen, I am always going to be a champion for the humble, versatile potato.
Quote, they get a bad rap because they're usually prepared with a lot of oil and butter, fried or processed into chips. But if you roast, bake, air fry, or boil them, they're quite possibly the healthiest starchy carb you can eat.
And it's the whole carb thing again. People are demonizing potatoes because of the carb thing. But again, there's so much more than a carb inside that potato, dude.
If I'm being honest with everybody, pretty much what I ate last night for dinner, popcorn.
Okay.
It's, quote, it's very high in fiber.
It's not bad for you, though. Like, it's fairly okay.
And has a lot of benefits.
Yeah, yeah. And if you made it from, like, if you made it in a popcorn popper at home, it's just got a little bit of oil if it's a stovetop popper, and nothing if it's an air popper.
Think about certain things that we made growing up and the way we used to make them and how dangerous some of them used to be. And popcorn poppers, like certain models, like just a hazard.
Air poppers still scare me. I don't have one. I use a stovetop popper. And yeah, it's scary, but not as scary as an air popper.
I forget the one my nan and papa had. They had one of the really, really old ones. Mm-hmm. And that thing, not only was it dangerous, but you also, like, you never knew if you were going to get like 1,000 or like 4.
Right.
Like, it's, and then just a bunch of
And you
of
had to stand like 3 feet away from
yes,
it.
Yeah,
yeah it
yeah.
was an air popper.
The thing got so hot. It like
heated
up the kitchen.
It
would get so hot. Hamburgers.
Sure.
The quote, the unhealthiest part of the burger is the bun.
Yep.
Everything else is pretty solid.
Well, and that's if it's a low fiber bun. If that bun has a lot of fiber in it, man, you're doing yourself a favor with that burger.
Mm. And then we get a little bit off of food again with playing video games. It can be a, quote, it can be a problem like any other fun thing
if you
do it too much. But there are a lot of people. It's a great outlet for a lot of people. It's
exactly.
a great outlet.
Yeah, it's a way to unwind and relax. And whatever method it is that you use to do that, it's good for you. It's good for your brain. And it's probably going to help you sleep better at night, even if it's video games.
And learning that's different for different people. So for my Nana, she could almost not sleep if she didn't get to play a board game or a card game at night.
She had to do something with her brain.
Yeah. Her, my aunt Pat, and I, almost every night I lived with them, that's how the night ended, us playing a card game or a board game or something.
Sure. Well, and the thing about video games is there's so many different kinds. Like, you could do a strategy game or a puzzle game or, you know, not something that's harmful. And not that I'm saying they are. You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get you. Yeah. Quote, sleeping according to your body's needs and not according to societal norms.
That is such a cool subject. I could talk about it for too long. Don't let me.
So I have joked for years, and I am a walking punchline when it comes to sleep.
It's true.
But I do think that this is something that's not talked about a lot. I'm not, I, like a lot of people out there, don't sleep normal and don't sleep like a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that it's not so much, I haven't so much learned to live this way. This is the way my body prefers to live in some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I certainly need more sleep, and I certainly need to sleep a better, I'm not at all not bypassing that and how important that is.
Right, but if you do so in the afternoon, because that's what your schedule allows and works best for your body, as long as you're getting the sleep in.
I think a lot of my fellow people out there, a lot of the jobs I worked in my life were third shift, mm-hmm. and a lot of us get that. When you exactly. work third shift, you sleep, you know, different times a day. So understanding that and being okay with it, rolling with it, working with your body, not against mm-hmm. it.
Well, and I've worked third shift too. So like I've met lots of people who are kind of suited for it. There's something like it works for them in a way that genuinely benefits their life and the people in it. So like I'm not going to tell them that third shift is unhealthy.
Jägermeister. No, I'm joking.
Jägermeister, that's not on the list, is it?
They put it out there, but it's a joke. I think they put it out there as a joke.
I hope so. I mean, it's not bad. I don't hate it, but like, come on.
You know, it pretty much insert any heavy alcohol, and it can clean out your system, all right.
Boy, can't it.
And someone joked, quote, "I'm hoping somebody says ice cream and donuts." And someone else added, "Well, they are mood boosters in moderation."
I mean, self-care or whatever.
You can find the complete list at reddit.com. Everybody head on over there to check that out. Shout out to not only Reddit, but the Reddit community. We have a lot of fun getting a lot of these surveys and different things from them. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we're going to have a lot of fun, everybody, because
yeah, we are.
We're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour talk with Autumn Rickey. She is going to join us on the phone lines here as a new Marshfield Chamber of Commerce member. She's going to be talking with us about Pinnacle Marketing Group cool. and what they do and get to know them a little bit. Looking forward to it. Always enjoy, you know, getting to have these chamber members join us. Mm-hmm. As a quick side note to everybody out there, wherever county or whatever city you're listening to us, you have a chamber of commerce more than
yes,
likely.
You do.
And they're working hard to promote their community, promote your business. Mm-hmm. And I know that with our local chamber, when you become a member, you get to jump on the air with us for a good 10, 15
yeah,
minutes or so and tell us about your business and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a fun thing that we enjoy doing. We've
we
done
really
for
do.
Many, many years, decades really, with our chamber.
I like being able to do this with our local businesses. It's kind of cool. And we get to build relationships with some really cool people and follow them along their career. Also, open up your Civic Media app and text in the word warm.
Yeah, get that word to us, everybody, because we're having a lot of fun with the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Shout out to our local sponsors, Rapids Transmission. As Laura mentioned, that is our daily chance for you to win some gold jewelry or $200 cash. You win one of those and you get in the running for the Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets.
Yeah, text in the word warm.
Just text that keyword to us through the Civic Media app, warm. Get it to us, everybody, and then be listening at the top of the 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours. We'll have another keyword for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do this all week long, the rest of the week. We got this going on, so keep on listening for those keywords to text us. Then, I was expecting warm when I saw this one coming up. I was mm-hmm. expecting that, like, on a day where we kind of, like, but it's already warm out.
It is warm outside. You don't need to stay warm. Yeah. It's warm.
Text us that keyword warm, everybody. And thank you so much to everybody who has already downloaded the app, who mm-hmm. has been signed up for the newsletter.
Yeah, our phones are really going off. It's great.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it. We joke about the bragging rights with the other civic stations and everything, and that does mean a little bit to us.
It's there.
But it more so means that you guys are listening. You
and
guys
thank
are,
you for listening.
You're engaging with us, and that's what this show is all about,
is
working with you guys and our community and everything.
We're a part of your community.
Text us that keyword warm, everybody, and then be listening at the top of the 10 o'clock. We'll be talking with Autumn about Pinnacle Marketing Group. Laura mm-hmm. and I will also be getting into a little bit of entertainment news. Got some fun stuff lined up. And a question that we, a longtime favorite show, kids show, is coming back. Want to talk about that. And some